Hi, my name is Stacey Fritz, and this is Fit to Order, the fitness podcast for people who want to eat, move, and breathe on the fit side of life and be open to their limitless potential. I'm glad you're here. It's time to inspire your evolution of fit. Welcome back to Fit in Episode 9, Clean Eating for Your Health. Let me change that a little bit. Actually, we should call today's episode Clean Drinking for Your Health and how consuming better, cleaner beverages can also support your fit plan for life that you have or you will create. Did you know beverages make up approximately 22% of the total daily calories we in America drink? Basically, if you walk away from today's podcast episode remembering nothing other than this, what you choose to drink can have a huge impact on not just your health, but also your scale weight. As we continue, just remember these clean eating and drinking steps are a part of Fit to Order's Healthy Fit Plan for Life. This Fit Plan for Life includes not only nutrition, but also exercise and mindfulness. So no more diets, no more counting calories, no more endless hours of cardio, just small, gradual lifestyle changes that will guide you to your best fit. If you love this information and you want to dig deeper, Fit to Order's 21 Days to Fit and Fit Start 10 are both online programs that we have created at Fit to Order to offer more guidance with your fit plan for life. And I'll give you a few more details at the end of this episode. So it really is the synergy between the following: the eat, which is the nutrition, the move, which is the exercise, and the breathe, which is the mindfulness. In addition, what works for the person that's getting after the lifestyle change, the positive lifestyle changes. So it's the synergy between the eat, move, breathe, and what is working for that individual. Okay, clean drinking. Here's what you can expect from today's episode. What kind of beverages should we be consuming? Which ones are clean? And which ones should we get rid of and why? Do diet drinks count? Where do fruit juices fit into your healthy fit plan for life? Clean beverage choices, alcohol, and then finally, action steps for incorporating cleaner choices into your fit plan for life. So what kind of drinks do you think you need or should get rid of immediately? Well, wait, should you get rid of anything completely? I mean, we have talked about creating this healthy fit plan for life that is sustainable and also doable. Well, let's hold our conclusion and let's break it down sip by sip. So one of the best ways to improve your wellness and keep your body weight at a healthy place is to lose unnecessary liquid calories. And why? As the sugary beverage market has exploded, guess what else has gone up? Yes, our weight. It doesn't matter if you choose soda, sports drinks, and or fruity drinks, all of them. Yes, all of them are mostly made up of sugar. That's not even the bad news. These sugary beverages go right past the digestion process and head straight for your bloodstream, which is a surge of glucose and fructose. The U.S. diet, sugar-laden beverages are the number one source of calories. And research can consistently link the consumption of sweet drinks to obesity, type 2 diabetes, and metabolic syndrome. So what happens when we consume these kinds of beverages? Well, immediately the blood glucose and blood fructose goes up. That double bang for your buck signals hunger, and ready for this, it promotes fat storage. The sugar beverages are quick and easy calories that do nothing to support your health and nothing to curb your hunger or your appetite. So let me give you an example of what could happen with these sugary beverages. Suppose you are somebody who just drinks just one soda a day. That lingers around the 200 calorie range. And that 200 calories is over the amount of calories that you're burning daily. You would gain 20 pounds in 1 year. That's amazing. Let's get even more specific about these sugary beverages. Let's talk about soda, okay? So for soda, my professional opinion and the research supports that we need to be getting rid of or walking away from soda completely. It is made up of unhealthy calories and it has zero support for a healthy lifestyle. If you need more research to convince you, For children, each additional serving of soda increases that child's risk for obesity by 60%. People who drink two or more sodas every day are at an increased risk of kidney disease. A single soda a day causes significant tooth enamel breakdown. People who drink one or more sodas every day were more than 40% likely to develop metabolic syndrome. And women who drank two or more sodas were 35% more likely to have a heart attack. So do you believe me now? What about those diet drinks? Unfortunately, diet drinks are not an okay replacement to the regular soda. Diet drinks also have their own associated risk. One heart study found that participants who drank one or more diet sodas every day were at a 50 to 60% greater risk of developing metabolic syndrome. And for those of us who need a reminder, metabolic syndrome is a person who has three or more cardiovascular risks at the same time. Another report showed possible kidney damage from consuming diet beverages, and that might be connected to the ingredient phosphoric acid that's found in diet drinks. And are you ready for this one? Diet drinks actually may result in weight gain. The artificial sweeteners in diet soda impede the body's ability to match calories in and calories out. So what you eat versus what you are burning. So let me explain that one a little bit more. The body doesn't discriminate between the sweets that we consume. Anything sweet, even a diet soda, can trigger a blood insulin response that can kick up your hunger. How about fruit juices? This is a tough one, especially for those of us who grew up with a glass of orange juice next to our breakfast plate. And here's the honest truth. Even though you might be purchasing 100% fruit juice, which provides a concentrated source of vitamins and minerals, fruit juices also provide us with a concentrated amount of sugar. So be careful. Sometimes those fruit juices have more calories than soda. So what should you do? Simply eat that fruit. You get all of the juice that you love, plus the fiber, which you lose out on when you drink that juice. So whole fruits offer us antioxidants and phytochemicals that do support our healthy fit plan for life. What should you be drinking? If those are the beverages that we need to be staying away from, what should we be consuming? The rock star, and you know what I'm going to say, is water. The perfect beverage for your body, zero calories and no unhealthy additives. Our body is made up of almost 70% water, and water is essential for good health. It regulates our body temperature, it lubricates our joints, it keeps our internal organs safe, it supports our brain function, and you know what? Water is important for every single function of the body. So the question is, how much water should be consumed on a daily basis? And, you know, sometimes I think the information out there can be confusing. I mean, you probably heard the recommendation for 64 fluid ounces. And maybe you've heard the U.S. recommended daily allowance that says 1 milliliter per calorie burned daily of water. So that looks like 2.5 liters for women and 3.5 liters for men. My personal favorite and the formula that we use at Fit to Order includes consuming half of your body weight in ounces of water all the way up to your full body weight in ounces of water. So let me give you an example. 140-pound woman, the range of water intake would be 70 ounces of water all the way up to 140 ounces. And what determines one way or another, the 70 is, you know, what you want to shoot for in terms of bare minimum. And then if you exercise and, you know, depending on the weather and maybe medications that you're taking, the amount of coffee you're drinking, perhaps maybe you're adding in more water to hydrate properly, and that leans closer to the full body weight. Vegetable juice. So vegetable juice is the exception to that fruit juice conversation that we had. Vegetable juice is actually pretty good. It may be a good idea to consume 100% fruit vegetable juices, not fruit juices, to include health-boosting nutrients and antioxidants. And I'm really digging those cold-pressed vegetable juices that you are seeing an increase in some of our health stores and even, you know, places like Trader Joe's. The next one, I'm curious to know whether or not you knew it was such a great health benefit, is tea consumption. There's some great health benefits to drinking tea, including decreasing your risk for cardiovascular disease, boosting your immunity, firing up your metabolism, reducing your risk for cancer, and freshly brewed tea has zero calories. So tea is really good for you. It has wonderful antioxidants. These are called catechins, and catechins protect us from the damage caused by free radicals and go hand in hand with the benefits of fruits and vegetables. All teas are excellent choices, including green, black, and white. You can enjoy tea hot or cold, bagged or loose leaf. You want to brew it yourself, and you want to try to stay away from store-bought processed teas, which often have added sugars and artificial sweeteners. You also want to limit adding milk or cream, but feel free to add your freshly squeezed lemon. So now the beverage you've all been waiting for, alcohol. Do you have to give up alcohol when trying to eat and drink clean? So there's good news and there's bad news. The good news, alcohol in moderation does have some significant health benefits. Let's define moderation before I go any further. I'm wondering if you're going to like my next definition here. So moderation means one drink or less for women and two drinks for men lowers the risk for heart disease, possibly lowers the risk for type 2 diabetes, and moderate alcohol consumption has been linked to protection from dementia. So here's the bad news. When you cross over that moderate consumption recommendation, the disease risk changes. It goes up. Drinking excessive alcohol increases your risk for cancer. It damages the brain, the liver, and the heart. It increases your blood pressure, and it can lead to addiction. Additionally, for women, alcohol is a big risk factor for breast cancer. So if you have a history of breast cancer, you want to be mindful of your alcohol consumption and perhaps maybe even avoid it. So what kind of alcohol is the cleanest or the healthiest choice? Where does it fit in your fit plan for life? Red wine packs a powerful nutritional punch, and I'm sure you've heard that, but do you know the reason why? It contains great antioxidants called polyphenols, and red wine also has resveratrol, a super strong antioxidant that's linked to cancer prevention and possibly slowing down the aging process. But remember, it's all contingent upon staying in that moderation guideline. The second runner-up for the most asked about beverage here at Fit to Order is coffee. The latest research suggests that coffee is in fact healthy. Coffee also has a lot of great antioxidants, and evidence supports that drinking coffee can decrease your risk of Parkinson's disease, diabetes, stroke, and Alzheimer's. But one of the drawbacks to drinking coffee can be the caffeine. High amounts of caffeine can disrupt your sleep, make you feel anxious, or even jittery. So you, again, this is a trial and error. A way to investigate, you know, try one cup of coffee. If you're good to go, maybe that second cup of coffee is okay, but perhaps maybe that's where you stop, depending on how you're feeling and how you're sleeping. You also want to try to drink your coffee as clean as you possibly can. Try to limit the empty calories of added sugar and cream. Okay, Fit Friends, are you ready to build the nutrition part of your fit plan for life, including your clean beverages? Here's the quick summary of what we talked about today, and this is kind of like the cliff notes. If you just want to do a quick review with me, the best beverage, hands down, is clean water. You want to avoid all sugary drinks, including soda, both regular and diet, fruit drinks, sports drinks, any beverages where sugar has been added. The drinks to enjoy are your vegetable juices, organic soy milk, organic skim milk, unsweetened teas, and coffee. And finally, drinking alcohol in moderation. I hope you enjoyed today's episode about how to put all clean drinking sips, swallows, and gulps together to create your fit plan for great health. On next week's episode, episode 10, we are moving on. Finally, we are going to be tackling exercise, the kinds of exercise, the frequency, the amount, and the impact that exercise or the move piece can have on your fit plan for great health. My quote for today, there are no shortcuts. Fit takes time. As always, thanks for taking time to fit with us. If you like what you heard, please take a moment and subscribe to our Fit podcast. Share with your friends and please send us your feedback. your feedback. Hey, one more thing. Please take a moment and get on our fit list. You will get easy, simple fit tips, tools, and recipes delivered straight to your email. And one quick comment. I mentioned in the front end of our episode today, about our two online programs, Fit Start 10 and 21 Days to Fit. So if you are somebody who is looking for a little bit more hand-holding, a little bit more guidance, please feel free to reach out through our website, www.fittoorder.com, and let us hear from you so we can get you signed up for those two online programs. I hope you have a great day.